So I was going to quote from that now. Rav Nosenthal says that as a result of the machloikis among tzaddikim, that causes those people who aren't worthy, who shouldn't come to the tzaddikim, to be pushed away. That alienates them. That gives them an excuse not to join up. We're talking about people whose moichin are mamish b'chinas moichin shel chutz laretz, b'chinas choivlim, machmashepogmu b'oid ma'oid b'kvoid Hashem isbara, because they've been poigim in a major, major way in kvoid Hashem, and therefore they're supposed to be kept away. Ki chafetzim b'chvoid atzmam. We're talking about people who are looking for their own kavoid. They want kavoid. They don't want to be rejected. They don't want to be laughed at by the world. They don't want people to say, oh, he's one of those crazy. Because as we explained earlier, when the noyam ho'elyoin flows, boim kol ha'choivlim v'roitzim l'stakein. All the choivlim show up and they want to get their tikkun. Hainu sheboim gam anoshim pigumim. There are people that show up whose moichin are very pogum, they are super choivlim, and they're also looking to sneak in and to get onto the bandwagon. And on one hand, it would be great to be masakin them. But unfortunately, we're talking about people who are in a very, very bad place. And if you try to be makar of them, and if you try to be misaking them before the right time, I'm hearing those words before, because the Arizal explains with the Erev Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't wrong. Even the Erev Rav was supposed to come around. It wasn't the time yet. And that's one of the biggest tests that all of the greatest tzaddikim have, that business of being able to wait and hold out. Wait for the right moment, the most opportune moment, when a certain tikkun can be effected. And if you try to make the tikkun before the right time, unfortunately, it blows up in your face, Rachman al-San, sometimes. So here Rav Nosenthal writes, that if a person tries to be masaking them, they can mess up the ne'imim. As happened to Moshe Rabbeinu in the case of the Erev Rav, which he tried so hard to be makarav and misakin. Al kein hi toivo gedoilo mashiyesh machloikis al hatzadikim huamitim. This is one of the reasons why it's a tremendous benefit when there's machloikis against the tzaddikim amitim. Now Rav Nosenthal is switching to a different word now. Not machloikis bein hatzadikim, machloikis al hatzadikim. When there are people who say, why are you going to him? Why are you going to that tzaddik? That's not a tzaddik. That's not good for you. Shaydezeh noiflim bedaitum sfeikois v'kushius. Because what that does sometimes to the people who hear the machloikis is, it injects doubts and questions. And those people who are supposed to be pushed away, who are supposed to be kept away, they end up leaving. They end up falling away, chas v'shalom. Whereas those people who are really sincere, they're really looking for the truth, they undergo insults and embarrassments, v'yegiois v'tirchois, and struggles, umiskarvim, and they make it. They're zoicher to come close to the tzaddik, or to the tzaddikim. Ki bevadai, now Rav Nosenthal explains, why does it have to be this way? Ki bevadai im hoyu hakoil royim umargishim tekef, ne'imus mesikas hashpoas anoyim oelyon, because if everybody would be able to see and taste right away the unbelievable sweetness of coming close to a true tzaddik, everybody'd be rushing to get to the tzaddik, to be able to get that ne'imus ha-Torah, which the tzaddik is distributing, which he's giving out. And there wouldn't be any bechira. Where's the bechira?
Nemtsoim koifzim harbe shechafetzim leskara velinakshom.
Rav Nosson Zal says this is why what happens is a lot of times in the beginning, when the faucet is turned on, when there's a flow of this Noyam Ho'Elyon, of this sweet Torah, when the tzaddik dishes out some of his wares, some of his beautiful Torah, there's a lot of people come running and jumping. They all want to join, seemingly. Kimi pesi shelo yoru tzachanim usaseh. Who's nutty enough not to come running for that, not to want that? Aval elu hamiskarvim heim roitzim lehonois mehaneimus b'li yisurim u'shvichas domim. But unfortunately, some of the people, they want the gain with no pain. They want the good, the sweetness, and they don't want to go through any trouble. They don't want to have any trouble in getting it. V'heim chafetzim sheyishbalem ne'imus ha-toyra. They want to get all the super ne'imus ha-toyra. And they still want to be held in high esteem. They want to be respected citizens, that everybody should consider them real B'nai Torah and B'nai Vizal, full members in the traditional circles. And they also want to hold on to their tivus. This is the pigam of these choivlim who are messed up in the worst sense. She'ikr kilkulam batchilo ha'yide pigam ha'kovoid she'pogmo b'kvoid Hashem izborach v'rodfu achar kovoid atzmon. We mentioned this before. How did the choivlim first start? How did they become choivlim? How does there become choivlim? Through pigam ha'kovoid. That when there's a pigam ha'kovoid, when there are people who are looking for their own personal kovoid, they're not interested. Hashem's kavod doesn't interest them so much. If they get around to that, they'll give Hashem some kavod too. But the main reason that I'm in this world for is to make a name for myself. People should look up to me. I should be a respectable citizen. And we know that when a person is poigim in kvod Hashem, he falls into moichin shel chutzlaret. That's choivim. That's moichin shel moichin of real chutzlaret. Shein b'chinas choivim, k'mo shekos ba Torah now, as Rabbeinu Zal explains Likutei Moran there. So that's how the whole story started. It started from pigam in kvod Hashem Yisborach. And if that's not bad enough, v'gam achshav k'sheboim lehistaken roitzim adayim b'chvod atzmon, now They meet a tzaddik, and the tzaddik has this noyam ho'elyon, and supposedly they're coming to get their tikkun, but they don't want to let go of the whole problem that created them originally. They don't want to let go of that pigam and kvoid Hashem. They're still looking for their own kavoid. That's the main thing in their lives. V'alkein moichin ko'elu yichoyin lekalkel gamis hanimim. That kind of person, that kind of moichin, is very difficult to be misakein, and unfortunately it could even mess up the neimim. Al kein hi toiva sheyesh machloikis. This is why there's a benefit that the Yetzirah makes machloikis against the tzaddik and his followers. Shaydezeh boim kushyus usfekis. This machloikis brings up questions and doubts about the tzaddik emes. Shaydezeh, kol horoitze lehiskarev, tzorech lahafgir kvoid atzmoi, velizboil bizyoinois, ushvichas domim harbe. Look at these words in neon lights. Rav Nosson says, and because of this machloikis, as a result, anyone who wants to come close to the true tzaddikim has to be mafgir kvoid atzmoi. He's got to be ready to forfeit his own kvoid. And to undergo major bizyoinos, insults, and shvichas domim, having his blood spilt, embarrassment, face turning white and red, real embarrassment. A person who can't take the heat has to stay out of the kitchen. Misrachik. A person who can't handle that leaves. He becomes distant. That becomes an excuse for him to walk away, chas v'shalom. U'bevadai roi laharchikoi, and such a person deserves to be distant, me'achar sheroi tzadayin bekovoid, because he's still holding on to that thing, he still wants kovoid, he still wants his own kovoid. Kidei shelo yikalkel sanimim kanal, because we said a person who has that problem can mess up an imim. Umi shechofetz behoemes, whereas a person who is sincere in their search for the truth, royeso emes, that person sees the emes, umiskarev, and comes close to it, alidei surin viyegiois ubizyonos, and they take the heat. They go through suffering and struggle and insults. Ki e efsher lehiskarev ulehistakein kiim al yedei zeh, because it is impossible to come close to the tzaddik and to get the tikkun that a person needs without this. Them's pretty strong words. Rav Nosson Sal is not leaving anything to the imagination. He's spelling it out black on white that this is what a person has to expect. Since the whole problem that this person has, all of his averos, everything he's done wrong in his life, came as a result of pegam and kovod Hashem. Alkein tzorichato levatel kvoidoi legamri. Therefore, in order for the person to get his tikkun, he has to be able to toss away his own kovod completely, to forfeit his own kovod completely. Velizboil bizyoinois ushfichas domin. Vaoz yizke lehiskarev velitoim ktsas mehaneimus noyam atoira. And then he zocher to come close and to taste a little bit of the incredible sweetness of the Torah. Ki gam achar hashikcha v'haloma v'machlekes shenimshach mishviras haluchos, because even with all the problems that were generated by the breaking of the luchos, that there's shikcha and there's a haloma, we're in a big hastara and there's machlekes, with all of that going on, gam ato, even today, mi sheroitze beho emes, Yochoy Lirois Velitoim Gamato Ma'at Ni'imus HaToyra, has the ability, even today, to see and to taste a little bit of the ultimate sweetness of the Torah, which is what the tzaddikim possess. They're the ones who have the real Torah. Asher Gam Bishvil Ma'at Ni'imus Kazeh Shumargish Besoich Gashmiyusoy Roy Lahashlich Kola Taivas Vichola Kovoy, whereby for a person even to get a tiny taste of that sweetness, it's worth giving up all your taivas and all your kovod and everything. Umishehu Ish Emes Vichosalatsmoy Umarutzaleze, a person who's honest and he really cares about himself and he's willing to accept this. Umiskarev alidei bezyonos ushfichas domim, and he comes close to the tzaddik after getting spanked and punched and kicked and going through his bezyonos. Hu mistakein beemes alidei hashpoas hanoyam, he is zeiche to really get fixed, get his tikkun through the flow of noyam. Me'achar shemafkir kvoidoi, because of the fact that he did the most important thing, he put aside his kovoid, shal yidei zeh mesakin pegam kovoid shepogam tchila, which is what helps him correct his original problem, which is all of his averos, everything he did wrong in life, which was pegam and kovoid Hashem. So therefore, in order to be misaking that, this is why Rabbeinu Zal says in the beginning of Torah Vav and the Kutumran, that the Iker HaTshuva is Yishma B'Zyona Yidam V'Yishtoik. Why? Because the Iker Averois, every aspect of sin, everything related to the Yetzirah and Sitrachra, is all one item. It's anti-Kvoid Hashem. That's what it's all about. Hashem created the world for one purpose, Kvoido Yisborach. That's what the Yetzer Toiv is all about. That's what the Torah is all about. That's what the mitzvahs are all about. The opposite of that, Averoi, Sitrachra, Goyim, Misnagde, all of that is the opposite. It's Kvoid Atzmai. That's what it's all about. It's a different entity looking for its own Kvoid, not looking for Kvoid Shamayim. Therefore, the most effective tikkun is to correct the problem at its source, to correct the kovoid, for the person to show that my sin was kovoid, here it is, take it. Step on me, kick me, insult me, embarrass me, my family's not a puzzle. They said about Dovid HaMelech that he doesn't even qualify to be Jewish. He's from Moav. He ain't even a Jew. All the bizyonos and shfichas domim that all the tzaddikim went throughout all the generations. Yosef HaTzaddik, he don't qualify to live. He belongs with the snakes and the scorpions. All the different things that went on throughout all the generations. And again, who did it? Who did it to Yosef HaTzadik? Not the Goyim, not the Reform Jews, not the conservative, the ultra Orthodox. Reuven HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik, Levi HaTzadik, the great Tzadikim, they were the ones who came to this conclusion that this guy has to be 6 feet under. This guy, if we get rid of him, we're going to solve the world's problems. He is the problem of the world, Yosef HaTzadik. And Hashem ended up showing them how wrong they were, Rachman al-Islam. It's interesting that there's a famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh, where the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes on a pasuk in Chumash, it says by Yosef HaTzadik, that Reuven, his brother, that when Reuven saw what was going on, Vayishma Reuven, Vayatzileu Miyodom. Reuven heard what they wanted to do, that they wanted to kill him, and he saved Yosef HaTzadik. How did he save him? He came up with an alternate plan. Let's throw him into that pit there with the snakes and scorpions. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, what kind of ridiculous thing is that? The Torah is emes. The Torah uses the word vayatzileu. That's called vayatzileu. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, from here we see that a person is better off and safer in the hands of snakes and scorpions than he is in the hands of human big rabbis sometimes. Because the snakes and scorpions don't have any bechira. They do exactly what they're told. Hashem says kill, they kill. Hashem doesn't say kill. You can have 699 snakes and scorpions there. They ain't going to kill. Whereas human beings, a human being has a bechira, a human being has the ability, Rahman al-Islam, to go against Hashem, kaviyochel, and to harm another Jew, even when Hashem wouldn't want that person harmed, in a sense. Back inside, Nimtza, Shaydei Shvira Saluchos, Shaydei Zeh Nishave Shikha, Shaydei Zeh Nishave Machlaikis, Aydei Zeh Iker Tikkun Achayvim Koroi. So therefore, as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos, which resulted in Shikha, which is what initiated Machloikis Vigdusha, that brings about the Tikkun of the Chayvlim. The Hainu Shenestakin Mishahu Roy Listakin. That makes it, that sort separates the men from the boys. When there's this Machloikis, then those who are unworthy, they'll use it as an excuse to say, have a nice life. I'm not interested. I'm returning my membership. And those who are really sincere, they'll be zoche to stick it out. The one who's not worthy will end up leaving, so that he shouldn't mess up the Neimim. This is why the Torah praises Moshe Rabbeinu so much for the fact that he broke the luchos in front of Klal Yisrael. Because that's what makes it possible for those chayvlim which can be corrected to be able to get their tikkun through the ne'imin. Shebozeh oisekes siyum ha-Torah. This is what the whole siyum of the Torah is talking about. Vezeh shedor shuzois ha-posek le'enei kol Yisrael daika. And this is why the Gemara learns after posek le'enei kol Yisrael. Sheshibre saluchois k'ma shkozov ha-shabrem le'eneichem ki shibre saluchois le'enei kol Yisrael dafka. Moshe Rabbeinu did this so that all Klal Yisrael should see. Ki shibre saluchois le'enei kol Yisrael shemichinas mi'imus ha-Torah v'shabram miyad. Because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchois which are the ni'imus ha-Torah, and he was showing, by doing that, he was showing Klal Yisrael, because what happened was, he showed them the luchais, and then he broke it, immediately. Vaydeze hipil aleim shikha, which means he caused a shikha to happen. Veze nisoyon lekol echod. And this was the test for every single person. Kimi sheroitze be'emes, a person who's really seeking the truth, who roidef achar emes, gam achar ashvira shikha. Even when he sees the broken glass and the broken, he ain't leaving. He makes his way through the broken glass. He's following that light. He's following the emes. Ki al kol ponim eizer reshimu nishar. Because he knows that even if the luchos were broken, that doesn't mean the light is gone completely. There's still some of it there. There's still some of that nimus ha-Torah there. And he connects with that remaining emes that's there, and he follows it to bring him close. ki maven al yedei ze sheyesh ne'imus nifla mikol atoivos hamasikas boilam. Because by seeing the little bit of sweetness that he sees, he realizes that there's something here that's billions of times better than all the pleasures of the physical world put together. Umi she'enoi chofetz bemes, whereas a person who isn't really looking for the truth, they're more interested in guarding their kavod, nimshach achar hakushyos v'hasfekos v'machlokes u'misrachei. That person will fall for the questions and the doubts and the machlokes, and chas shalom, they will become distant. V'hu bevadai roi l'srachek, and that person deserves to be distant. Ki yeshorim darchei Hashem, because the pasuk says yeshorim darchei Hashem, the paths of Hashem are righteous. V'tzadikim yelchubam upoishim yikoshlubam. Those that are worthy will get onto the right train, and those that aren't won't get onto that right train. V'alkein shavram leinei kol Yisrael. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos right in front of all the yidden. K'mosh kosav v'ashabrim leineichem. Hainu ki loka haluchos sheim bechinas ne'imus ha'toira. Moshe Rabbeinu took the luchos, which are a center of ne'imus, v'hera oisam leineim. He showed it to the yidden. Here, look, see it. V'shibra miyad leineim. Now you don't. And he broke it right in front of them. Ke'oimer, as if to say, harei ani mar lechem ne'imus ha'toira. I'm showing you the incredible sweetness of Torah that I have. Ach tekef ani choytef mikem, but immediately I'm taking it away from you, umeshabram, and breaking it, umapil shikha, and throwing a shikha onto you. Vezei lechem atol enisoyim, this will be your test now. And what Rav Nosson Zal is alluding to is what's found, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh speaks about this, all the Sforim HaKodeshim, that when a person first starts coming close to the Kedusha, Hashem opens the curtain. He shows him something spectacular. And the person says, wow! And the person starts flying. But then afterwards, Hashem lets go of the string, and the guy starts falling, and he crashes. And Hashem wants to see, now let's see what he's going to do. Now let's see if he's honest and sincere. He's going to say, I know what I saw. I saw something unbelievable. Whatever happened to me now, I can't think about it. I know that that's what I'm going after now, with all burners. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh compares it to a child. When you first teach him how to walk, first the parents start out holding both hands. And the child starts walking and he says, wow, look at this. I'm an angel, I can fly, I can walk, no problem. But then in order for the child to advance, at one point they have to let go of one hand. And then eventually they have to let go of two hands. And the child ends up falling. He has to fall. And then the whole test is to see if he's going to stay on the floor, or if he's going to walk away, or, you know, run away, or he's going to persist and get to his tikkun, get to his shleimus ha-tikkun. Rav Nosson Zal adds now, v'chein misnahagim gdoilei ha-tzadikim gam ato. And this is how the great tzadikim nowadays also conduct business. This is the way they deal with their talmidim, that there has to be this showing of the light, and then there has to be the fireworks, the crash, the breaking glass and everything. K'moshikos of Rabbeinu Zal al Maimar Azal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Kutimran on the statement in the Gemara, Ano Alma b'charuva ashkachtei, I found the world, when I came into the world there was carob tree, so therefore even though I know it's going to take 70 years for it to go, I'm planting it so that my grandchildren will be able to taste from it. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 60 in the first half of Likutei Moran. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds those incredible words, V'hovein heitev. Understand what we're saying here very, very well. Meaning that he's saying something very, very serious, very important. Make sure you take it to heart. Interesting to note, there's a famous item from the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh that the Baal Shem Tov once says, there's a pasuk, Emes me eretz titzmach, that the truth grows forth from the ground. So the Baal Shem Tov said, hey, that doesn't sound difficult. I thought maybe it's in the Himalayas or it's in some outer, in Mars. You have to take a ladder, you have to take a rocket ship, spaceship. But if it's growing from the ground, how come everybody doesn't get it? The Baal Shem Tov said, it's very simple. Because when something's growing from the ground, how do you get it? You have to bend down to pick it up. 99% of the world ain't interested. They're not interested in, but no, they don't want to bend down. bend down. I want to stand bekoima skufa. They want to stand up tall and proud. And that pride is what blocks 99% of the world from being zoche to the emes lamitoi, to the real emes. Back inside, v'zeh b'chinas mashom razal, luchois, v'shivrei luchois, munochem boroin. With this we could understand what the Gemara says, that both the luchois, the second set of luchois, and the first set, which was broken, the broken pieces of the first set, are both included in the oroin. L'hoirois, to show us, sh'atzadikim amitim mamshich matoiru b'b'chinas luchois, v'shivrei luchois, that the true tzadikim present the Torah to the world in two channels. There's the luchois and the shivrei luchois. Ki mitchilo megale nimus haTorah. At first, they show the person the incredible sweetness of the Torah. V'aharkach ma'alimim u'machasnoi somiyad. But afterwards, they close the lights and they cover it up and hide it. U'mapilim shikcha. And they impose a shikcha, a darkness on the person. Shehi b'chinas shivrei luchos v'kanal. V'hakoil b'shvil nisoyen. It's all just a test. Shekol haroitzel lisrachik. Any person who's looking for an excuse to get out, yimtza mokem lisrachik. He'll have the perfect excuse. V'haroitzel v'chofetzo emes lamitoi. Whereas a person who really, really wants the truth, he doesn't want any baloney, he doesn't want, even in Yiddishkeit itself, he's not going to settle for any watered down or any sort of Torah. He wants the real thing. He wants the kind of Torah that's rocket fuel. He wants the kind of Torah that improves a person, that helps a person correct all of his midos rois and all his tivus rois and bring them close to Hashem and brings them, makes them a light onto the nations, all of those tikkunim. Yistakel al emes, such a person will look at the truth, v'yashlich kvoidoi mineged, and he'll throw away, he'll discard his own personal kavod, v'yiskarev ha'yidei yigiyas b'zyonos, and he'll come close, despite the fireworks, v'yizke l'ne'imus ha'Torah, and that person will be zoche to the sweetness of the Torah, the real sweetness of the Torah. The question was asked, is there a difference between people who are born into Breslov, let's say, for example, people who are born into Hasidish family or a family that's close to a particular tzaddik, versus those people who aren't born into it, they're coming from the outside and trying to get in. The answer is there are differences. There are major differences. Each one has his own test. One of them has test 234B, and the other one has test 789A. Each one gets their package. The Sotam deals with each one differently to find a way to get them to fail. Each one in their own way. One example, when a person is born into a Hasidus, sometimes they take it for granted. And that's the biggest joke in the world. For a person to think that there is such a thing as being born into Breslov, that person is nuts. Breslov isn't a... Breslov is avoidus Hashem. Breslov is hispoidus, it's mikvah, it's chatzah, it's all kinds of things. If you're doing it, you're Breslov. Just because your name is Rosenstein or, you know, that has no bearing on it at all. Just like the concept, we find the concept of a Rebbe passing away and his son taking over, regardless of whether his son qualifies or not. Where does that come from? Moshe Rabbeinu's sons did not take over the mantle of leadership after him because they weren't qualified. They weren't the ones. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it, he was mispalel for it. He wasn't Zoicha. Rabbeinu Zal has a whole chapter in the Keturah where he speaks about that. The concept of a Ben and a Talmud, and a Ben who is a Talmud, that's the highest level. But we have to be honest. We have to look real. We have to look at things, reality check. Yes or no? Is this religion? Is it not? Is this real religion? Or is it sort of? What's the story? Where is there a hundred? And in terms of coming close to a true tzaddik, it's not the kind of thing that a person is just born into. Each one has their own tests. The one that's born into it has his tests. The ones that are coming far have their tests. The Gemara makes a statement, "B'mokim shebalei tshuva imdim ein tzaddikim gemurim yichelim lamoi," that in some ways, the Baal Tshuva has major advantages over the Frum from birth, and in some ways, the Frum from birth has advantages. But the Satan has an array of weapons, and he deals with each one appropriately. Any question? Yes. It depends. Sometimes they have to wait for another Gilgal. They have to come back in another Gilgal. Or sometimes they get it in other ways, you know, that are less effective. They don't get the full. They don't get a 98 on the test. They get a 74 on the test, you know. They don't get the real Ne'imus, the super Ne'imus HaTorah. They're willing to settle, I'll have less Ne'imus. I'll have a 64% light or 66% light as long as I can hold on to my Kavod. As long as I can still be... Exactly. It's obviously not this.
They're gonna have to something.
Exactly. Eventually, everyone will have to come on to Vit Tzadik, you know, to get the tikkun from Vit Tzadikim Amitim, you know,